Good Thursday morning and Mother's Day, just 3 days away, and you can say Happy Mother's Day with flowers from Louise's Flowers in Marion. Surprise Mom with a beautiful custom arrangement designed just for her, fresh, elegant, and made with care. Designer's Choice Mother's Day bouquets starting at just $75 at Louise's Flowers in Marion. Call 270-965-2749. That's 965-2749. Or stop in at 121 North Main Street in Marion. Louise's Flowers. Do it for the love of Mom and the love of flowers. Well, let's get right into the news this morning, and I want to do something pretty, be pretty fun, something we haven't done before. So I'm going to take you on a tour through the Crittenden Press. The newspaper, of course, hits the streets today. Actually, it hit the streets yesterday afternoon, but it carries a Thursday dateline. If people have always wondered why the newspaper has a Thursday dateline on it, yet it comes out on Wednesday, it's just a tradition. The newspaper was always printed on Wednesday when we actually had a printing press here in the Crittenden Press office. And it went in the mail on Wednesday afternoons and was sold at the newspaper. And then the people who would receive the newspaper by mail would get it always on Thursdays, if the mail was on time. And around here, it usually is. If you live out of town, yeah, good luck. Sometimes it takes a week to get the newspaper. That's why we encourage people these days to get the electronic edition, preferably the emailed edition to the Crittenden Press. It's only $32 a year to get that edition. But the newspaper has always carried that Thursday dateline. We've considered changing it to Wednesday. But, tradition typically trumps, doesn't it? So we've stuck with that Thursday dateline. Although you can buy it on newsstands around Livingston, Crittenden, and Caldwell counties starting on Wednesday, shortly after noontime, usually. So we're going to take you on a journey through the Crittenden Press. And it starts with, if you hold the newspaper in your hand or you look at the one that's online, in the top left corner is always what we call a front page promo. It's usually a little small photograph, something typically catchy. And beside of it is a little headline, and it refers you to a page inside of the newspaper. It's usually an important news story that could have made front page, or it's sometimes sports, kind of catching your attention and driving you inside the newspaper. On the far right side of the top of the page, it tells you exactly how many pages are in it. That's 14 pages. And then also there in small type, volume 145. That means it's the 145th year of the Crittenden Press being published here in Crittenden County. And beside of that is the number 17. And that number tells you which particular issue of 2026 this is. So it's the 17th issue of 2026, and right below that it tells you the date, Thursday, May 7th. And then, we just kind of get into the news from that point. I will tell you that voting begins. Top left corner of the front of the press explains how excused balloting is now underway for the primary election. Now, in-person excused voting is not to be confused with no excuse early voting, which will begin next Thursday. But starting this week, actually, yesterday, on Wednesday, in-person excuse voting began at the Crittenden County Office Complex from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're going to be out of town or at the doctor's office or have some other reason you can't be here on Election Day, May 19th, then you can go by the Crittenden County Office Complex today if you want to, today or any day through next Wednesday, May 13th, and cast your vote and just tell them why you can't be here. And then after that, from May 14th, that's next Thursday, through the 16th, so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., is unexcused voting. It means you don't even have to have excuse of being out of town. You just say, I won't vote today, and you will be allowed to cast your ballot. Now, before we go any further in this morning's program, I want to tell you that advertising is a big part of the Crittenden Press. It's also a big part of this program. This program is supported by advertising. I remind our listeners of that all the time. So what we're going to do is some people say we're going to pay some bills. So we're going to go to some advertising real quick. And we appreciate all of our advertisers who support us in the Crittenden Press, the Early Bird, the digital stuff that we do online, as well as this podcast that we put out 2 days a week. So without further ado, let's move into a little advertising.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
All right, let's get back to the front page of the Crittenden Press. On the left-hand side of the front page is always some important tidbits, you might say, news nuggets, some people may call them. But it's important stuff. They're generally not matters that require a full-blown article, but more or less just maybe a paragraph or two. So it's usually things that are upcoming within the next day or two. And in the press this week, there's information about the car show that will benefit the Rick Coyle family. It's going to be out at the fairgrounds, and it's going to be 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. There's the town hall at Foes Hall. That's also going to be Saturday, 5:30 p.m. That will include the candidates running for office. And then National Day of Prayer. That is today. Today's National Day of Prayer, so don't miss that. Get on your knees and say a prayer or two. Upcoming events. Marion Code Enforcement Board will meet on Monday. So over on the left-hand side of the front page of the press is all the meetings coming up in the area. We also include Caldwell County and Livingston County, because we have a great number of readers down around Fredonia and Caldwell County, and then down in Livingston County as well, all the way down to Smithland, Berna area, Salem. We have a whole bunch of people who take the Crittenden Press and who buy it there on the racks and get it digitally. In the press, oftentimes I'll have a column on the front page. Now, a column is kind of an op-ed piece. It's a opinion / editorial. Mostly it's pretty lighthearted. I generally pick at something. I don't know. People tend to like it. I get a lot of comments when I pick at some of the ways in the culture of today's society. But today, my column in the Crittenden Press is about mothers and upcoming Mother's Day. Of course, the lead story this week is a funeral that's coming up for slain deputy Rick Coyle. That's going to be on Friday out at the school, 2 p.m. There will be a packed house. If you're going, get there early to get a seat. I assume it will be standing room only, and I don't know how many people they will let in Rocket Arena, but I know folks from all over West Kentucky are going to be here. Sad situation. Of course, this will be a fitting tribute for a man who gave his life for the safety of Crittenden County. And also on the front page, we have the first in a two-part series on the regional economy. We have a graphic that tells you about people commuting into Crittenden County for jobs and how many people commute outside of the county to work. So, and it also includes an article about the spec building that went up, or that actually has gone up over in Princeton, and there was a ribbon cutting last week, and Judge Executive Perry Newcomb was a part of that program because Crittenden County was involved in helping secure a grant to pay for that building. And the good news is there is a reciprocal agreement that will eventually come back to benefit folks right here in Crittenden County, where the judge executive has plans for a site-ready complex, and you can read all about that in the Creative Press. Also, there's a story on the front page about how the county met last week, the fiscal court did, and will have to borrow some money to get through the end of the fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Some anticipated funds from from FEMA, from some disaster projects that we had. It was some flooding we have had over the past year or so, and the county spent the money to repair roads and replace culverts and such. And the FEMA money, because the government shut down, has not come in, so it's a few hundred thousand dollars, and that's a big chunk out of a small budget like Crittenden County has. So there's an article about how they're going to have to take out a line of credit to get through the end of the year, and then that FEMA money they hope will be in by then. Let's take another commercial break and hear from a couple of our local sponsors.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruise Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, let's get back to our tour of the Crittenden Press, and this tour is taking a lot longer than I thought, kind of like one of those trails down at Land Between the Lakes when I get on them and just go for a hike, and you think, my goodness, when am I ever going to get back? They make big circles. But page two, the Crittenden Press is always obituaries, or almost always the obituaries for the week, and then the community calendar is on that page, as well as the church calendar. It tells you a lot of things that are going on, and of course, in churches, and this week, some things going on next week with the Challenger Homemakers, and just your community calendar of events coming up. Also, advertisers on that page, most of the area funeral homes advertise in the Crittenden Press regularly, and I'll give them a shout out for doing that. Because they do, we are able to keep our obituaries basically free for anybody that has just a normal obituary. A lot of newspapers around the country are charging as much as $300 to $500 for obituaries in the newspaper. I am a newspaper purist, and I do not believe that is right. I believe when you're born and when you die, you should get your information in the newspaper for free. Now, we do have some paid obituaries. If you have some special information or it's particularly lengthy, then we do charge a very nominal fee. I think the highest is maybe $25. But I think if you will check with your funeral director about how much other newspapers cost or charge for an obituary, you would be aghast. But we're not going to do that, not as long as I'm right now pulling the strings on this wagon. So, but again, largely because our funeral homes, they just they advertise with us week after week, and that makes a big difference. And then in the newspaper, you get into just the news, the general news. This week's paper, we have all the magisterial candidate profiles for the May 19th primary. Those are just three of the magisterial districts have a competitive race. Candidates in the 3rd District, Robert Kirby and Pam Todd. Candidates in the 1st District, Rob Horak and Danny Fowler. And in the 6th District, Bob Raleigh and Craig Gillen will square off for the magisterial seat there. There are six magistrates that serve you, and there are three seats that are unopposed this time, as the incumbents are going back into two of those. Those are Chad Thomas and Matt Grimes. But then in another magisterial precinct or district, I should say, the one that serves the southern part of the county, where Travis Perriman is currently the magistrate, only one candidate filed, and that's Brennan Cruz. So Brennan will go into office without any competition, unless, of course, there's a write-in that shows up later. Also, this week we profile a candidate for county clerk down in Livingston County. Of course, as I told you, we have a number of readers down in Livingston County. We always try to cover their major races. And then I tell you what, we're just getting so far along in the program. I usually don't like to go over 15 or 16 minutes. We're already over 15. So we're going to take a short break. Then I'm going to come back and get sports, and we'll continue this tour of the Crittenden Press at a later time. But we're going to get you some sports before we get out of here.
Wright Temp Heating and Air is proud to be part of the Marion business community. Wright Temp and its owners Ira and Chastity Hancock is excited to have its staff now located in Marion in the former Belt Realty Building at 411 South Main Street. You can expect the same reliable service from Wright Temp as you have in years past. For sales, service, and installation, call today for all your heating and air needs, 270-965-5443.
Well, back to our tour, and as I said a minute ago, we're going to abbreviate this thing. Of course, as you thumb through the paper, you'll go to our briefs page, which we have Throwback Thursday on that page, and then just a lot of news briefs around town. We have our classified section. We have Brenda Underdown's column, which is a favorite among our readers, and then the classified section with a lot of legals and a number of local service providers who like to run their weekly advertisements on the classified page to remind you of all the great services they offer. In sports, Lady Rockets will be at home tonight, and they will host Lyon County. This is to complete a game that was suspended early last week due to rain, and Crittenden County was ahead in that game 3-2. And they will come back, and it's in the third inning, bottom of the third inning. And this is a key fifth district matchup. The winner of this will get the third seed in the postseason tournament. Now, the Rockets have been on a roll lately. They've won four in a row. Coach Riley Jones has his team clipping right along, and the Rockets are 3-0 in the district and 10-13 overall. They've got a big matchup coming up. It was rained out Tuesday against Lyon County. I'm not sure yet when they're going to make that game up, but I bet it's going to be tonight, as Lyon County was already planning to be here for the second game in the district series. And that's what they did with Livingston last week when a game was rained out. So I'm assuming that that's going to be a doubleheader tonight at Marion Crittenden County Park, Crittenden and Lyon Counties. In the softball standings in the 5th District, Trigg County leads the district with 4-1 record. They're 24-5 overall. Livingston Central is 21-6 overall and have a 3-1 record. Lyon County has also won 20 games. They're 20-10, 1-3 in the district. And, of course, your Lady Rockets are 14-10, 1-4 in the district. Toughest softball district probably in the state of Kentucky, honestly, top to bottom. Just incredible when you have three teams in one district with 20 wins and the other one is above 500 at 14-10. Just unheard of. Crittenden County is actually ranked number 6 in the region. And the top three teams are all in the 5th district. Trigg is number 1. Livingston is number 2. Lyon is number 3. Henderson is 4. Christian County is 5. And Crittenden County 6. And baseball, UHA has a top team in the region. Lyon County is leading the district. They're 4-0 right now in the district. As I said, they'll play here tonight. So it's a big showdown tonight of who's going to end up with that top seed in the district. Key 5th district games tonight here at Crittenden County. The Rockets are in second place in the district right now. Trigg County is in third. They're 4-17 overall and 0-3 in the district. And Livingston, tough season for the Cardinals, 2-20 overall, 2 wins, 20 losses, and they're 0-4 in the district. The track and field team will be on the road this weekend, and they will be at the Class A regional meet down in Mayfield. So looking forward to seeing who will come out of that as state qualifiers. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Sorry I took a little more of your time, but we appreciate you listening in. And we will talk to you again the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.